Hey, welcome to the Uncommon Podcast, Man to Man. Today we're talking about spiritual gifts. Hardest part is wrapping a spiritual gift. I don't have enough paper to... No, I'm just kidding. Joshua, we're talking about spiritual gifts. We're not talking about the slaying of the spirit or speaking in tongues or none of that stuff. We're talking about, do you feel you have a spiritual gift? How do you find out what your spiritual gift is? You know, more about that process. I mean, let's start with, do you think you have a spiritual gift?
Yes. I don't know exactly how I would paraphrase it. I know oftentimes my wife jokes that I miss my calling as a therapist because I tend to... I'm a very good listener when it comes to my friends and family and offering input and side notes, and they often feel better after having kind of walked through some conversations with me. So I definitely feel like that has led itself quite often towards spiritual conversations with friends and family and new people that I've met. Right. As for like when I found out I had that, that just comes with time. And sure. Not all the time has I had this inclination. When I was in high school, I was a very reserved kid, and I didn't really like talking to people at all, as you know, we talk to people on a constant basis as communicators here. Sure. But I think it just, as your personality develops over the years and how you kind of like find yourself as a person and find yourself through your walk with Christ, I think that really is where you can sometimes find out what your spiritual gift is. Now, there are plenty of like tests online, and we'll probably talk about one or two here and link them below in the description. So if you don't know what your spiritual gift is, you can take that and figure that out. But for the most part, most people probably have some inclination of like what direction they want to go into. Because like, you know, if you don't like talking in front of people, then maybe pastoring is not for you, kind of thing. So there's some people that love being in behind the scenes, kind of like working behind the curtain and don't have that spotlight. Some people love being, you know, that driving force of, you know, reading God's word and like showcasing what that is. So I feel like at some point you can kind of have an inclination of what side you're on. But as for the specifics, you know, that's really a question between you and the Lord. And whether, I mean, you always have one. Let me just preface that. You have one.
Yeah.
There's no question about if. You don't feel like, oh, I don't feel like God's giving me... You have a gift. You just need to figure out what God has placed on your heart to use as a spiritual gift.
Yes, I was going to take and dovetail that and say we all have at least one spiritual gift. Many times more.
Yeah.
But if you are not looking for that or praying about your spiritual gift, it will go unused.
Yes.
It's like a muscle in your body. If you want to grow larger biceps, you've got to do workouts to lead to that. If you never pick up anything, it'll never work, right?
It'll atrophy, yeah.
Right. So I do think that, just like we talked about love languages, I think spiritual gifts are something that one may change a little bit as you mature in your walk with Christ. Paul was, you know, you're not ready for meat. I have to give you milk. So, you know, the day one Christian has a spiritual gift. I'm not quite sure if they're ready to use it just yet. But the, like I just... My birthday was just recently. I came to Christ on my birthday. It was 30 years ago. So what I'm experiencing now in my spiritual gifts is different than when I first started. Hopefully, right? And so many of them I was not ready for. And so I think people who... only attend church 1 hour a week or pretend to, you know, when they go, you'll probably never tap into your spiritual gifts. If you spoke to your wife, your spouse, 1 hour, one day a week, I don't know what kind of relationship that would be. And so, not a very good one.
No.
I can guarantee that. So, you could see that if you don't put in the effort seeking God, growing in your walk with Christ, I think your spiritual gifts are going to suffer. And so That's why we always say God doesn't call the qualified. He qualifies the called. Moses tried pitching that on the mountaintop, right? Mm-hmm. I'm not qualified. In spite of that, God called him. Mm-hmm. And so we see that often throughout the Bible. People who are not qualified call fishermen mm-hmm. out of the boats to come be with him and spread the gospel. If he can turn a tax collector into an evangelist, he can do anything with anybody. So we will definitely put a spiritual assessment in the description of this video. But do you find that there's a spiritual gift that you would want to pursue that you have not?
I definitely feel like I wish I had biblical wisdom, like mm-hmm. being able to call forth Bible verses and specific instances, and I've been trying to get better at that with my Bible reading.
Sure.
I was reading my Bible reading recently. It was talking about how the Holy Spirit will put the words in your mouth at the right time. Sure. And for me, in that moment, I was like, that is such a relief off my shoulders, because I'm always like, oh man, I gotta say the right thing at the right time, make sure I say all the buzzwords, Holy Spirit, gospel, heaven, hell, all that right, kind of right. stuff. And after reading those verses, I'm like, that's not on me. I can plant that seed, but there's no magical formula of words I gotta say. And even if there was, the Holy Spirit's my helper in that. It's supposed to sure. and helping me say the words I need to say in those moments. So right. you know, that was at a time I was like, oh, I'm not qualified to talk about this kind of stuff because sure. I don't have the knowledge, because there are plenty of guys in my small group that are way more knowledgeable about Bible stuff. You ask sure. them any question, they can rattle off the chapter, the verse, talk about the Greek version of that, and I'm like, oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I was reading about a king. I could not tell you the name of it, but it was one of the kings.
Yes, I talk about the Bible as like an accident that I did not actually see trying to describe it, right?
But yeah, so I think that for me recently, that's been kind of where I'm trying to get better at, but understanding that I will always fall short in that area and I need to rely more on the Holy Spirit in those areas.
So I had the pleasure and the honor of leading my cousin to Christ a few years back, and it was the very first time I ever led someone to Christ, and I was like, am I saying the right things? I mean, we talked about, you know, sin, repentance, forgiveness, mm-hmm. trusting Christ as a Savior, the full gospel.
Yeah.
But the words, right? At the end of it, I'm like, did I say all the right words? Mm-hmm. And then I was at a sermon recently talking about the sower and the issue of the soil. And the pastor said, notice there was nothing wrong with the message and nothing wrong with the sower. The issues were with the soil. And so it was kind of a relief that, you know, like, okay, well, I didn't leave there going, did I do that right? Mm. But it was a question of like, gee, I could have been more polished at that. I guess for the first time, I guess this was going to be the case. But I think embracing a spiritual gift is something that requires a little bit of time after the day one conversion mm-hmm. of a believer. But if you are, and here comes the challenge, if you are years into your walk and you're not seeking and using your spiritual gifts, I hope the Holy Spirit convicts you of that today when you hear this podcast. And if you are playing at church, playing at your walk with Christ, I hope that, you know, God convicts your heart from, you know, a different reason. But I do think that as a society, people in general, human nature, you can see it from Moses on, we don't seek that.
No.
We don't, for some reason, we don't want to apply that, because maybe we always think, God's going to send me to Kenya, and I'm going to be out there in the pasture, and I don't know what I'm going to do. Not everybody's, you know, called to Christ is called to be a missionary in another country. So, be open to what God has for you, but it's got to start with some kind of seeking and praying about that.
Yeah, our church recently had a one initiative. It was, what is your one person you know that's close to you but far from God?
Yeah.
And a lot of our people in our life group, in our small groups, what they would do is they would go walk around their neighborhoods and they would just pray for every house they pass, just praying over it. And, you know, we talk about spiritual gifts, but the ultimate purpose of the spiritual gifts is to share the gospel.
Sure.
And so if your gift is not doing that, and I'd hesitate to call that a spiritual gift.
Sure.
So if you know, all these things point back to God. So if you're not out there in some capacity with your actions, your words, whatever, showcasing your faith and the gospel and the message, then I think that requires some reflection on your part, a lot of prayer.
Yeah, I think that you'd... What was the quote? There's none more annoying than the recently converted, right? I don't know who said that, but it stuck with me that a person who's converted is passionate about Christ. It's like, man, I just came to Christ. I'm so excited. I want to tell people about that.
Yeah.
And then that person in your family rolls their eyes like, oh, goodness, what? Well, I don't want to talk about this right now. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's important for us to approach it with the right, goal in mind.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's why many people don't approach that.
Yeah.
And so I would encourage people to not be afraid of seeking out your spiritual gift. Seek it out, pray about how God wants you to use it and help enable you to use it. And then he will create situations. He will grow you as a believer in your walk and your maturity with Christ. And you'll look back 30 years later saying, wow, I didn't know I was going to be doing that. If you had told me I'd be sitting here on a podcast 30 years ago when I first came to Christ talking about my walk with Christ and leading Uncommon, what are you talking about?
Right.
So, well, if you know your spiritual gift and you're listening to this podcast, leave it in the comments below, because we always want to see, you know, how you are proceeding with your walk with Christ and how you're, you know, using it to grow the kingdom. And so with that being said, thank you for joining us today for the Uncommon Podcast. We will be launching a new podcast every Wednesday morning early for those of you out there in traffic. You'll be listening to us talk about just uncommon topics. So since you're going to be something, be uncommon.